Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and on this episode of Burying It All with Call Me Adam, we are talking with the cast of The Green Room, and we have...
I'm Eli LaCroix, I'm playing Cliff Kearns.
I'm Sammy Stateman, and I play Anna Kearns.
I'm Ariana Valdez, and I play Devon Bruder.
I'm Corbin Williams, and I play John Radford.
Well, welcome everybody. Let's jump right in. So what attracted each of you to the show?
Yeah, this is Ariana. One of the things that attracted me to this show, when I first saw the audition breakdown, I read all the roles, and the description of Devon's character was outspoken, a go-getter, somebody who is a little bit of a diva and, you know, feels like she deserves a lot of attention. And I feel like for me, Ariana herself, when I was her age, actual like age of this character Devon, I kind of had some of those tendencies where like I wanted to take the world by storm and like just put myself out there, and I wanted everyone to look at me. And over the years, you know, you get a little older, you graduate college, as I've finished college a few years ago. You realize that it's not all about that, but kind of revisiting that kind of energy of like, just nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to do what I need to do to get seen out in the world. And yeah, that's just something that drew me. And I knew that in the music that I looked up online, there's lots of great references to The Green Room that they have with the promotional materials. And I heard the song that Devon sings called It's All About Me, and it's hilarious. It's award winning, which is really cool and special. So I was inspired by that.
I'm Sammy. And similarly to Ariana, I read the breakdowns as well for the characters, and I think Anna and Devon both spoke to different parts of my soul, and I knew from the breakdowns that these were really full-fleshed characters, and I loved that. And also, being a sophomore in college, learning more about the show, and they are sophomores in college, I connected to that as well, and I just knew this was something that I could relate to, and I really wanted to be a part of it.
Hi, this is Corbin. I was really excited to be a part of a new musical, and something that is in development and has been in development for a little while now. That really attracted me to the show, that the fact that we get to create these four characters and bring them to New York City with an audience for the very first time is really exciting, and that we've been able to work with our director and the writers behind the show to fully flesh out their stories and get to know who they are is really exciting. So that's what brought me to audition.
And I'm Eli. What brought me to the show? Well, I actually have worked with Jessica Jennings and Stephen Miller before, the director and stage manager. We worked on a show called The Cherry Orchard here at the American Theater of Actors about a year ago. And I saw the breakdown for The Green Room. I saw that the people that I'd worked with before were working on it. And I thought, oh, I have to audition for this. I really hope I get it. You know, the breakdown for Cliff, I think, is too close to me. So I was so excited to jump at the chance to do this show and work with the professionals that I've worked with before. And I'm so glad that they decided to take me on board to this, because it's been such a trip.
What should audiences know about this show before they come see it?
This is Corbin. They should know that it is set at a college called St. Gustav's. We are sophomores in college. And one really exciting thing about the show that I like is that it takes place in one location. So it's completely set in, for the most part, completely set in this college's green room. And I think for those who are not involved in theater, it would be helpful to know that the green room is typically the area where actors wait off stage before they go on to perform in the show. So it's kind of the collective gathering area where everyone hangs out in their costume waiting to go on stage. But in college, a lot of times the green room can serve a second purpose and really becomes like the hangout area for the theater majors. So it's kind of our home away from home, and that's the space that we all live in and pay homage to in the show.
What do you each relate to most about your characters? Which I know we've kind of touched on a little bit, but if if you have anything more to add.
Sure. This is Sammy again. I think Anna cares so much about everything that she does and puts 110% of herself and her passions into things. And I feel like all of us can relate to that. But I think especially for me, I tried to put as much as myself into the work and do as best as I can. And I think that's really on par with Anna.
This is Eli. I really relate to Cliff. Cliff is very dramatic, very emotional, and I'm my astrological sign is Cancer, so people always say Cancers are very emotional people. I have no idea what they're talking about, but Cliff is in that way, kind of going through the roller coasters of life, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, and that's been fun, and I've been exploring kind of those extremes, one might say, and so that's been fun, and I think that part like totally applies to me too, with all the fun emotional shifts.
This is Corbin speaking. My character John goes through a bit of a struggle in deciding if theater will be his full-time career, and I know that I personally have always wanted to be an actor and perform, and so this is a dream come true for me, but I know a lot of actors who have had to face that difficult question of, is this something that can be my full-time career, or should I find something that's more financially stable? And when you're living in New York and you're auditioning every day, that is a big question that a lot of people have to face. So I definitely relate to that struggle of trying to decide what's best for you and for your life. But I'm happy to say that I am performing, and that is my job. So it's going well right now.
What is making you nervous about the upcoming run?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
This is Sammy. I think something that's making me nervous is just the fact that this is a new show to Off-Broadway, and so it's not a show like Hamilton that is so well-known and people know what they're going to get when they come. I think because this is new, you know, audiences come and they don't know what the show's about. They don't know the songs. They don't know what the overall story is. So just hoping that that's received well, which I think it will be, and I hope it will be. But I think, you know, that is a factor into making all of us nervous.
The show takes us to, like you guys have mentioned, a college theater green room where a group of friends dream of being not on Broadway, but off Broadway. What are each of your career aspirations?
This is Ariana. I think I've always known since I was growing up and I started doing theater at a young age that I wanted to do this. I didn't know what it meant to do it as a profession and to make money from it. I just knew I wanted to do it, and I wanted to sing and I wanted to act, which is actually something that relates directly to all of our characters. And Devon particularly, she has always known that. So I relate to her even more because of that. And I went to school for voice and opera, actually, and not for theater. And that was kind of an odd transition for me because I still wanted to do musical theater always. I just wasn't actually accepted to the programs I was hoping for that. So that was a little bit of like a roadblock in my head. But I still got a great education at the Boston Conservatory. I had a great voice teacher, and I had great mentors who helped me to figure out who I was. And again, that's something I have in my bank as an actor playing this character who's in college, and remembering that, you know, we talk about these teachers that kind of irk us in the play, and you know, how they drive us crazy. But remembering at the end of the day, like, at least in my college experience, like, these teachers were trying to help us grow and develop and figure out who the heck we are. And knowing my end goal, I think, helped me. I think it's hard for a lot of people who don't necessarily always know, like, what they want to do. Like John's character, you know, he just said he's figuring out what that is. For me, I knew, I just didn't know how I was going to get there. And auditioning and putting myself out there has just always been what I knew I had to do. And I'm really, really honored and excited to be doing it here in a principal role and being featured and knowing, like, okay, this is the next step. And like, I think all of us are probably just still planning to keep fighting to get to that next level. I think that's something that this show is about as well. It's about how we get to that next level and how we support each other to get there along the way.
Okay, so we actually have to start wrapping things up because we're almost out of time. So I always end my interviews playing off of the title of my podcast, Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So if you were to bear it all, what is something you would reveal about yourselves that you have not told previously?
So this is Eli, and I really hope my mom isn't listening, because I'm going to say something I definitely pick at and bite my nails. And I know, watch for it. When you come see the green room, I brought that little idiosyncrasy into the character of Cliff. I know, Mom, sorry, I've totally failed you as a son, but I guess that's my secret bearing it all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is Ariana. I think something that actually helps me bear it all in this show is playing Devon. Like I was saying before, it's this part of me that, like, I kind of had to hide and repress. And like, sometimes it's nice to just say, you know what, I'm going to be a diva for a day, or in this sense, over the 4 years of college. but yeah, it's really nice to also, as an actor, play a person. I've played characters who are animals and older characters, and usually not someone just my general age and just a person. And I feel like through that, I'm able to bear a lot of who I really am. And that's really, really exciting in a show like this.
Sammy Corbin, what are you going to reveal?
I guess if you guys come see the show, you'll see what I'm talking about. But one of the numbers in this show, I really do bear it all on stage. And if you come see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. So hopefully I will see whoever's listening in person. And I want to know that you heard this.
That is really funny. Yes. A cliffhanger. There you go. And speaking of bearing it all, Cliff, you have some secrets as well. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a interesting bearing at all. I guess one thing that I've never really told people, but if you have lived with me, you would know, and this is weird, but I floss my teeth every night, which is good, but
how dare you have dental?
Well, the reason why it's embarrassing, and I apologize to our listeners, but sometimes stuff goes flying, and and I and like your mom, Eli, my mom at home, she's always like, how is there like crap up in the corner of the mirror? And I'm like, I don't know, it's so weird that stuff is there. So that's
good
my
hygiene.
Just bearing it all out here with Adam.
Well, those were amazing. Everybody listening is going to come see this show. So, yes, I'll have ticket links up on callmeadam.com. And come see the green room. It starts September. I'm terrible with dates. September 27th, and it runs through October 27th. 27th to the 27th. Come see the green room. Woo, thank you guys.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam interviews, visit CallMeAdam.com and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CallMeAdamNYC. Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities, and I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, CallMeAdam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.